I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Parts of parched Texas have seen some release this month. A few inches of rain have fallen in the eastern part of the state, but Gene Hall of the Texas Farm Bureau told the Jacksonville Daily Progress it's a good start, but the drought is not broken by any means. The state suffered its worst single-year drought on record in 2011, and according to the research organization AgriLife, more than 60% of Texas is still under severe drought. That's having a widespread impact on farming, tourism, and animals. In Dallas, police now have to deal with a number of stray donkeys let loose because no one can afford to feed them. Patrick Bonner is senior sergeant at the Dallas County Sheriff's Department. Sergeant Bonner, how many stray donkeys are we talking about here?
Last year, we started out the month of January of 2011 with two donkeys. By the end of the year, we had approximately 35 donkeys on property.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of donkeys, and we understand that it's happening because the drought has led to an increase in hay prices.
Right, that's correct.
Yeah, so that's what donkeys eat. The price of a hay bale before the drought was $80 or $90. Now it's up to $150 or $180. Are people just letting the animals go out of an open gate? Are they trucking them and dropping them off? What's happening?
Well, what it appears to be, like you said, people are just not able to afford these donkeys, not only with just the feed, but there's also medical care for donkeys. We don't know if they're just opening up the gates and letting the donkeys run off, or if they're actually loading them up in their trailers and taking them far off from home and then just let them loose.
Oh, it's awfully sad. And we understand that you have a livestock center where you keep loose livestock there, you know, near your office. The county sheriff is responsible for loose livestock.
That's correct.
You know, whereas people might come retrieve their horse or their cow, they're not coming for the donkeys?
They're not coming for the donkeys at all.
Yeah. So what does this do for the police force? What do you have to do because of this?
Well, with the police force, it's causing strain on budgets because, again, we have to feed these donkeys. It's costing approximately $8 a day per donkey to feed. It also takes away some of the deputies on the street who's going out and either investigating calls or investigating accidents. Mm. We do have one livestock deputy, but when he's not on duty, somebody else has to pick up his duties. So we do have to either pull deputies off the street to either go pick up livestock or pull me out of the office and drive the truck and go pick those up.
And it's, I'm imagining, not easy to wrangle a donkey.
Oh, no, it's not easy at all.
Yeah. Well, so here's the tender question. Can you continue to afford to do this? I mean, I hate the alternative, which might be, you know, bringing them to auction or euthanizing them.
Right. Well, here, our sheriff is, she's an animal lover, so as far as euthanizing animals, we don't do that. That's one of the main reasons why we held on to donkeys so long last year, just hoping that either someone will come claim them or find a rescue organization that will pick them up.
Well, and we know one surfaced, a group called Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue?
Yes. Recently, they just picked up 20, which helped us out tremendously, and we have approximately 10 left on property now.
Will you be forced to auction off some, or?
Well, we've tried to auction them off in the past. The lowest amount that I've seen so far has been $1, and we still hadn't been able to get rid of them. So we continue to keep those here until places like Peaceful Valley can come pick those up.
Well, anyone who's ever had a donkey help you get down the Grand Canyon, or, I mean, donkeys,
right.
You know, they have quite a bit of value, but apparently people not yet seeing it there where you are. We understand you also have people from the Department of Corrections, inmates from the Department of Corrections come out and help you feed them. Where do you think this is going to go?
We're hoping that people will just take the time and really think, you know, can I afford these animals? You know, they are good work animals, but they have to be fed. And when they're turning them loose like that, they're turning that back onto the taxpayer. So I don't know the answer to that. We're just hoping that people will take the time and really figure out, can I afford this animal before I purchase them and bring them home?
Patrick Bonner, Senior Sergeant at the Dallas County Sheriff's Department. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And up next, in Miami, viewers missed out on the Golden Globe Awards. In Corpus Christi, Texas, NBC and Telemundo were blocked out. In Boston, subscribers to DirecTV can't watch Channel 7. What? The Super Bowl's on that channel. We'll have more on the cable wars and your letters in 30 seconds here and now.